right. Did you ever think you'd see business and labour working together hand in glove in the near future? They've defied the pessimism around their usually fractious relationship. News 24 tells us they're sitting around the table together with other social partners to hammer out a plan to rescue Eskom. Now, their effort may mean that President Cyril Ramaphosa is able to announce some kind of agreement when he stands up to deliver his State of the Nation speech this coming Thursday. Martin Kingston is Vice Chair of Business Unity South Africa. He joins us on the line now. Martin, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time here on Afternoon Drive. Let me start off by asking you how advanced talks are at this stage between you, Labour, as well as the other social partners you brought into the conversation.
Well, good afternoon, Joanne, to you and your listeners. We are advanced. We're having very constructive discussions with Labour, government and civil society represented by the community constituency and NEDLAC. These are obviously extremely complex issues relating not just to Eskom and the issues that have bedeviled it, not least of which are its operational issues and financial constraints, but also other state-owned enterprises and how we can work, as you said, hand in glove with other social partners to ensure that we can mobilize the requisite resources to try and ensure that they can return to their former glory and serve the purpose for which they were established in support of an inclusive economic prospect for South Africa.
Martin, give me a sense of this. My understanding is that you're looking into the possibility of digging into the Public Investment Corporation, possibly the UIF, perhaps other development institutions as well, to come up with 200 billion rand to ease Eskom's debt burden. How risky is that move likely to be?
Well, actually, I think we need to start first and foremost, Joanne, with the operational status of Eskom. Its financial issues are a function of the fact that there hasn't been the right level of maintenance. We've seen the load shedding that is happening as we speak. The fact that demand has dropped off. We've got very low economic growth. The tariffs are very high, which means that people are trying to look at other sources of power. All of that has resulted in a very significant level of debt sitting on the Eskom balance sheet. It's about 450 billion rand. The unions, consortium specifically, have estimated that Eskom can probably only service about 200 billion rands worth of debt, and therefore 250 billion rands would need to be moved to other funders who can support that. And they had proposed, amongst other things, that it might be possible to access pension funds where the beneficiaries are primarily their own members. That's a fund such as the GPF, is managed by the PIC. We, as business, have said that we should look at all financial resources that should be mobilized, but not in any way that would jeopardize the integrity of our financial services sector. We all know that we have a very strong, vibrant financial services sector, and we can't threaten it in any way. So whatever sources of finance we'll be able to access will need to be done in a manner that is prudent and responsible and doesn't threaten the stability of the financial sector. But we as business are very happy, very keen indeed to cooperate with government, labor, and community to look for ways in which, in the context of a restructured Eskom, one that is fit for purpose, serves the needs of the country, we can raise appropriate amounts of money which can address the financial shortfalls that they're currently confronted with.
What are your stipulations? What are your conditions for going into these talks, or for the talks to advance, Martin, as you work towards some kind of solution?
Well, the talks are advancing. We don't have conditions for the talks. We welcome the fact that we are working collectively and collaboratively with key role players in society. It's the only way that we're going to address not only the issues posed by Eskom, which poses a very real threat to the economy, the stability of the economy, but also that we can forge a way which can serve as a template for dealing with other important state-owned enterprises in the same way. So our conditions are obviously that we must act in good faith, that we mustn't in any way prejudice the viability of key sectors, including the financial sector. Kosatu and ourselves have appropriately identified that many of the ills that have bedeviled Eskom, that would be corruption, non-payment, underperformance, not holding people to account, should be addressed and rooted out, that people should be prosecuted where necessary. But by the same token, that we should put in place a fit-for-purpose model, as I said, going forward. I think those conditions all withstand scrutiny, We've had no disagreement with either government or indeed Labour in respect of those conditions, because they're common conditions, and I think we all accept that they need to be met if we're going to be able to resolve many of the challenges that currently confront us.
Tell me, what guarantees do you have as business that if this plan goes ahead, the money won't be wasted as Eskom's funding has previously been wasted, Martin?
That's a very good question, Joanne. We have made it clear that we need to have a viable proposition that emerges. We're not going to suggest to our members as Business Unity South Africa that they should advance capital something that doesn't have a good prospect of success. So there'll have to be business plans that can be properly interrogated. We'll need to ensure that we have the commitment of all key stakeholders, whether that be the company concerned, its shareholder and other arms of government, workers, and specifically the trade unions. And they will equally expect business to play its role in ensuring that it honors its commitment to support Eskom as a viable enterprise going forward. Without all of those conditions being met, I have to say that it's very unlikely that we'll be able to mobilize not just the finance that is required, that's critically important, but also the resources and the experience that we believe business can put at the disposal of the country in general and Eskom specifically to try and, as I said, achieve its potential, which is manifestly not doing currently.
Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon. Martin Kingston, he's Vice President at Business Unity South Africa.